Election pollster Ben Ebsen says the decision of the opposition MPP to allow only female parliamentary aspirants to challenge the incumbent in some constituencies will block the party's chances in the 2016 general elections. He told Radio Ghana that the trick may only work in constituencies that are stronghold of the party.
If the MPP wants to embark on affirmative action, in my own little view, they can do better than that. The MPP has at least 100 seats which are safe. It would have been better for them to say, look, we are going to do a raffle and pick 40 of the 100 seats which are safe. Then for these 40 seats, only women should contest the primaries. Then you will know that this one is true affirmative plan, that the 40 women who contest this primaries will be in parliament because it's a safe seat. Now, if I am somebody who was dethroned by a woman in 2012 elections, I was telling him not to contest the person. It's a recipe for disaster. Either somebody will go to court, or the person who decided to go as independent candidate and split the MPP vote in the constituency. So it's going to lead to loss of seats, and many of them will be so angry they will not turn up and vote, and it is going to lead to loss of votes for another.
People have raised questions on the 20,000 development fee. What is your view on it?
Attempt to protect the MPs. You pay 10,000, you pay 20,000 development fee. If you have that kind of money, the person might as well decide to go and contest as an independent candidate. The 20,000 is to deter persons from contesting the incumbent, and I don't think it's right.